What was the reason that the salvation was not here years ago?
Rabbeinu Tam maintains there's no...
Yeah, you get it.
This is the reason. This is the reason. Because the Rabbeinu Tam maintains that a whole idea is only according to one shita, but according to our shita, that's not the reason. It's not the reason at all. In other words, when the Ramos says even by Sabin, he's also, it's only if I maintain the reason of Or Kedus Nevela. And they made that gezeres, and it's Aisha Goma, without Aisha Rabbonin, even the time doesn't apply. Mashenkin, if I say it was only Mahashash, that's what you mentioned earlier, Mahashash of Nochosh, which was a suffering then in those days as well. In that case, if the suffering is removed, then the Issa is removed.
But both of them are Hashashes. One is just much more of a Hashash than the other.
No, when they asked, the Asad Mechashash, there wasn't, there was no Vadoi, there was no definitiveness.
Maybe it will happen. With a nachash. But so yeah, we know the goyim are doing it either. Not so all doing it, but some definitely are doing it.
And they're not mad.
So once
this...
No. I'm saying, the shas, when they made the gzeira, the difference between... I just want to get the difference clear. With a nachash, we chayshet, maybe it'll happen. With the
maybe it happened those days.
Yeah. I'm talking, we're in those days. So the difference
there
is...
There was in the time suffix.
Perhaps it can
so
happen.
Therefore, when eventually that suffix is removed...
It's gone.
The Issa is also
Mashain came with the Gvinus article. Some of them definitely are doing it.
In those days, there was no suffix.
Well, not all of them.
That's how Goyim did it.
That's how they did it.
That was the difference.
If I say this is the time of Gvinus
article... They had a sovereign then too,
so we have to say...
Apparently, I don't know whether they had a sovereign, but this apparently was the... The general practice was on Shem Amidin by Orkeh. He didn't say Sam.
How was that a heter? Yeah. Rav Salvech, I know because somebody just came to me the other day. He told me it started 30 years ago. How is it possible that he held that any cheese was kosher? Now, I mean, any
because
cheese
today it's not. They don't use Orkeh in the day.
Today,
but that they
I'm
don't
talking
use
about 25, 30 years ago. They used rennet. Everybody used rennet. Kraft cheese used rennet.
Rennet. Now, what is rennet made
of? Well, that's the
running of the
nipshom.
It's an enzyme. So was he relying on
a whole?
Was he relying on a whole bunch of heterium?
I didn't read it yet, man.
For the booklet.
Oh, you. I didn't read it yet, so I don't know what he wrote.
I'm not someone who grew up here in America. So what do you mean by this? I want to understand. Was he relying on the fact that rennet may not be?
It's not put in any.
They went to a certain camp and they asked, they said, they got government cheese. That was before
back
in
the old days.
All the Permians got involved. The old days, they gave them government cheese. The cheese said, take it. That's what he did. It was a Prum camp where all the Prum people used to
go. Yeah, that I don't know. The stories I don't know.
I
heard. The mayor's also from the PRC.
What? They always had government butter.
I heard it.
When you went to Yeshiva, they didn't have government butter.
Well, I don't
give you they were not. No,
I
don't
know what's going on. I didn't give anything so easily. It seemed to have been a specific surplus of cheese over there.
I have to find
it. Before they have the laws of about this pasteurization and all these laws of mixtures and all this thing in America, people still were not able to drink Chalav Stam. I mean, and then it was Chalav Akum. And they had no heter for it, and still they drank it,
And now when this is the Rabbanon they came in, that's when the whole Shaykh started over. But people are going to tell me that they had a heter in those times because they never had it, and now they had it.
The Rabbanon himself was not educated that way. Some of the Rabbanon went up upstate New York
and they made them call of themselves.
Some people had dreams again in New York,
but even in Europe they didn't have a heter until they came.
Get it, his children, he himself didn't treat. That's what everybody has a different way of doing it.
But I don't understand.
What is that enzyme?
An enzyme. I don't know what enzyme.
I just came out of the press, it's very new. I thought I'd known, but I brought it in because I didn't read it myself.
What is it, just like a halacha?
There's no other.
Odi-Oyu?
Is it the first?
Odi-Oyu or from the Oyu?
From the Oyu. The Oyu sponsored the first place for it.
The
publication. You have the, first you have the, my son and I remember so much of the Rav Sturer. They put in a lot of the Rav. Has nothing to do with Kash, it's a general. And then goes in a good part, most of that booklet, most of that sefer, has to do with Kash.
And Belsky wrote
them? Belsky wrote there, yeah. I don't remember, I just got it, so that's why I didn't have an opportunity to look at. But I saw that my son discusses enzymes. Enzymes. All right, so let's go on to the next thing.
Rebbe, I want to go back to a question. Back to, the Rebbe brought down that this last sif that we just learned was in Yavamis over there, and you said that the case was that the person wasn't a shtivmera. He was just sick, he had a mask, whatever it is.
So the question
I wanted to ask is, does this person he gave the get to, does he automatically become a shliach halacha?
No, if it's here, as
right, he said it to him out
here. That is a shliach kabbalah. Then he represents her.
So
he's there to get for her.
So that's it. So
the only thing, that's the shayla. The shayla is
if he went because you said he wasn't dying. So what if he went and brought it to her?
You have a good shayla. The din is so. What does the Shmuchaba say? Kaletz v'lemis yabemis.
Right.
Which means if he dies, because Hasof is key whether he was there for her or not.
Right.
What would have happened if he had given it to her before he died?
The shliach.
Before the husband died. The shliach, who was supposed to be there for her.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Gave it to her. In other words,
right.
Did he make him purely a shliach? Not a shliach halacha? Then in that case, she still remains a halacha. Or if he gives it to her directly, without then he can be worked on a shliach halacha, and she is beget, and there's no suffix. And that's what you asked.
That's exactly the question.
That's what the Pesach Tshuva has here in the last court. He brings that machlokes, and then he also in that he brings only the Taz, the Rashah he brings. Where does he bring that? I saw it somewhere. Where? Maybe not a Beis Shmuel has it. I don't know where it is. I saw it somewhere that if he does give it to her, if the Mechaber says lo higi li yodo, koyim she higi li yodo, but suppose it is higi li yodo before he dies.
Oh yeah.
So in that case, the general feeling is that he's not worse than Ashliach Olam. He didn't mean to say be exclusively Ashchir, which means Ashliach HaKabbalah.
It's in Pesach Shuvah.
It is in Pesach Shuvah. Yes. Oh, that's a chet. Blossom the machin, the megiel, your amigareshes, al kolpon. Blossom the nekim dom as rechilo, and it's come dark, so it's got a shmiyad, but loy shayi Ashliach HaKabbalah. Okay, that's it. That's the answer.
Thank you. No, I
want to find Bob. This is Dr. Yeah, see, I didn't go. Yeah, well, this is it. He has that Shaila. The Shaila, which we started out, but we didn't go too far. The Taz, Mitnarashah, they wanted to change the halacha because today conditions change. We don't have Yibum. Right. So the Shaila is, so they want to compare it to Ma'an Megulin. Just like Ma'an Megulin.
Mm-hmm.
Which was we are Mati and we don't need them. There's no goal. Men of Chokhmah Biminyan. And the same with what about the Shabbos? What about Shabbos? The women do go out with all their ornaments. And we're not Choshish anymore. Al Chazal and the Chazal Magzere. Ganze Mishnah, Sugis. What's the answer? The answer is. The Mog Avraham also has a in the Semites, I think the Mog Avraham has, that if we know the reason why, the Chachamim Gatzer, so then if Votel Tam, Votel, in other words, if they stipulate the Tam in the Gzera, they don't make the Gzera without a Tam. If they stipulate them Tam, then Votel Tam, Votel Gzera, and maybe you don't need an official. So apparently the ornaments on Shabbos was that way. It was Sheme, Deme, Shofi, Machavye, V'asil, Ashud, Aradam, Shusaram. But since they indicated definitely that today that is not Shkia.
What is that? Why is that Shkia?
They should take off the... Today they don't take it off.
And they did that?
In those days, as soon as they hardly had any ornament, and if they did have an ornament, they wanted to show up.
I don't know why it is. Maybe it's been
sugar.
But there's a hanhaga that the firma has now that the men don't wear gloves in Shabbos.
Now?
And it says because we'll take it off also. I have never seen anybody take off their gloves in the street.
Women, we don't bother.
We say it goes this way, and the men we bother and we say you can't wear it. If it anything, it's going for kid.
Nope.
The shake hands, I've seen it.
Sure.
In the winter, you can see the president.
Take your glove to shake hands.
It's Derek Harris. You don't shake hands.
It's very, very cold.
Another aspect. If we don't have it, it's just around the rice. Usually. Although in New York, we do have it. But so if it's Asmi Sophic Shem,
yeah.
It has a Sophic Rabban, even if you were carried for it, it's not a Shusram, it's a Kanan, you don't know.
Well, why should you make extra
dessert? I'm going to Plaza Magdalena, you're allowed to. I never wear gloves to a
about gloves, there are different opinions.
Well, because of gloves, extra dessert, why should we go there with something
with the Kafalik? I don't know, the Gzera by themselves, they didn't make a. That is, they didn't make any specific gzera by gloves. They only want to compare it. Since there's a gzera, then they shall for Machavye, Rasul Asuye. So they claim that the gloves is the same thing. There's no specific.
Also, someone's asked to wear a coat or something.
If I would do that, whatever
there is, there's such a gzera. Let's say summertime, the people who are warm, they call their jackets and they carry it on their arms. Yeah, there's no limit to gzeris, I mean, if you want.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, this is what I wanted you to say.
It's not, it doesn't make sense. You're allowed to. It's to wear gloves and shop to win.
Yeah, there are different opinions.
Plastic and
different opinions.
No, but I just wanted to ask this question. According to the Shita Hose of Kavinus Akam, is because you will, because of the double commandment, if there's a government law that says that you don't, that it's illegal to put any amendment and cheese. If there is no, and cheese, if there's a government law, would if there was, let's say the government would, I just want to ask a question, would it be,
but it's clear, no, you're not allowed to, no. Because they put an issue on the guidance. You gotta have a better government man of the Chochmah dominion to undo that, you say.
But the Chochmah Sodom said it's because of the doing the keeper, because of all the
people.
Yeah. So according to that, if they...
Even if they're not Mamet, like today they're not Mamet. Nevertheless, it's we don't we say away from that.
I remember that about Russia from that about the law in the state of Maryland is that an egg has a blood spot on it, it's illegal to sell it. So I'm asking you now, if it's illegal to sell it, right, because the dinam of pisa dinam is like
the mozzarella.
I'm getting there. So, since it's a, so I'm not clear to go and look at, look whether it's a blood spot in there or not. No, I could just put any.
Even if it
is.
Even if
it is. Why?
But it's not mamish. But it's not blood from a. You can prove it was fertilized. So that's already a.
The day you buy the
blood spots themselves.
The guy from the company.
The candle.
The company, their candle. They're not. Besides that candle. Those eggs don't, it's not safnumiyara. The Gemara calls it safnumiyara. The normal way chickens lay eggs. By the fertilization.
Yeah.
They get it from the machine. So that the halacha, that halacha of a blood spot doesn't apply to them. It's only our machine, gezeira.
No.
I had a hint. So you have so many gezeiras. Afidin, someone told me, he came in to a Jewish place, a kosher place, and the goy was opening eggs. I didn't even look at them. The fellow had a sneed, but because the eggs come from the company. So even if it does have a blood spot, it's also not also.
There's
rather in a small minority of
the person of the egg.
It's a machine now.
There's
a whole zonk in there. It's a machine. You can take a whole tray of eggs, a whole flat tray of eggs. In other words, it can be 100 or
something.
You throw it all into the machine, and it separates the
yolk
and shell.
Yeah.
From the egg. It breaks the egg and separates the shell from the egg.
Yeah.
So there's no one checking for the butter. It all comes out as one big mishmash. So they went from bakery used to buy the eggs where somebody actually broke it and those guys making panasa from it. So now most of the from bakeries have this machine or have used from this machine. So we spoke in the yeshiva about it. We asked Rav Zinman what he said about it. So he said that it's because the Rabbanu Machshir would say it's Mutter B'Riyevet. So he said that Mistama for them, a Hefzit Meruba, a lot of money, is it could be Samech on the B'Riyevet. So it's a Minig L'Chadchila, it's not a Nisik B'Riyevet. You know, you can easily cut the same thing at all.
I was in quality where they have the whole processing.
Yeah.
The first thing they do is when the eggs are put on a conveyor belt, somebody sits there to look. That's the candle. It's very nice. Then it gets broken, and then you're skipping a step.
Why
didn't
we have something
in
college about a minute?
No, I saw the thing. I have the machine.
Well, this is something else. This is years ago. I was in when they first started that.
There was an
earlier step.
A box of eggs.
Yeah.
And you open them up. How many blood spots? If you do find blood spots, how many do you think can you have? If you, I'm not talking about that, how many if you do? It is common to have, maybe you have two. I don't know. Two is a lot.
Yeah.
You never find more than two.
Yeah.
The din is why do we have to be boided at a not other tarkis? The answer is how many itamots. Itamots would be about 40%. It's also less than a half, but at least it's a itamots. But eggs, they also claim that blood spots were on the atomotsu. But if you find only two out of a dozen, Now you won't even find them because they're all candles.
It's not called.
So Alpi Alohi, you don't even have to look after them.
It's not called
Muxa. You don't even have to look. You don't have to break open.
It's like
a Mira Muxa. It's like a Mira Muxa. It's a Mira Muxa. You don't have to. And you don't have to.
You don't have anything with
that? You don't have to look for it.
The Minig is to do it. The Minig is to do it.
Alpi Alohi, you don't.
But why we don't go
if you buy the eggs from the candle eggs. From the company.
That's not a miracle.
There you have a larger percentage of blood spots, and it may be considered tamiyatamos. I'm not so sure, but it may be. At least that's why the minik is to break open. But if you get it already candles from a company, it's tamiyatamos. And even if you, let's say, you know it's, it has a blood spot. Alpi aloha, if you didn't tell it, it's not awesome. Not only that, even if it's, let's say, normal, you have so many shrekis. The machlek is where the dam has to be, either on the chelman or on the chelman or on both. Yes, a lot of
things. You say cooler, but
where is
or where it's found. Yeah.
Where it's found. Yeah. So you have so many shrekes. Shrek shrekes. Yeah.
But what
someone
about
doesn't want to eat cake because he's misupik on the eggs. No, sir. No, sir. The eggs is no shrek.
What if somebody discusses you, then you don't touch it. What if somebody made a cake, 20 eggs were cracked, all of them cracked directly into the bowl, and one of them had a blood shot?
It's not a question, you say, even if there weren't, let's say, 60 times as much. That eggs in itself is a shayla, but it's stuck in North Korea. If you buy from the company, 99%, I think it's 100%, they're not from a normal, natural, like farmer's egg. They're all, by the machine. By the machine, so therefore the aloha of a blood spot doesn't apply to it. The PMT alone. So in many cases, you shouldn't make a... Yeah.
So if you see it, you're not required to take it off? Oh, that's something else?
Yes,
you are. But if you didn't?
And if it
falls into something else, how much do you have to have the bottle? How much do you have in the bottle?
Where do you have bottle barrel with anything? No. There's a shahra, for example, if you cook one egg. There's a whole shahra, a big shahra, some of the other day. The Shach maintains you should always cook two eggs at least.
I thought it was three.
That's because we hold the...
Three is preferable, but two is also kosher for us. Because if it's not the same size, so we assume that the kosher one is the majority. Especially, as I say, from our today, when our eggs are all manufactured. So the whole idea doesn't apply.
Just going on the subject, people, some people are married on Pesach, they cook up eggs, they put it in a special pot bag just for eggs. They're supposed to have that all year round.
Yeah, there's no all year round.
My brother-in-law is a plumber. So when before Pesach he gets a lot of calls, it comes with a plunger. So the woman says to him, "You have a kosher for Pesach plunger?" So he went and put a sticker on the plunger.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all kinds.
I heard a Shiloh and
the writer.
The egg manufacturers, in order to make the eggs last longer, were dipping the eggs into oil. That's the oil they dip the eggs into, not kosher, but that's making a Shiloh and the eggs.
He's going to spend a lot of money.
If you'd like to tell us, why don't you bring us some facts on it?
He brings the Kashmir
magazine. I thought you had to believe me.
The butter and alcohol.
That's why in Europe they didn't drink, because some places, because they put alcohol to
it. In Galicia they don't use shum.
Garlic.
Yeah. Why not? What's wrong with shum? If you've got him, I've said, quotes, there was a princess, really, she had a lot of fields. So when they sowed for the garlic, they would put in some, alcohol. Smell.
That's the man.
That's it. And that's homicic. So, which, of course, is silly, because
the ground already.
The ground, and it doesn't make it homicic. But you see, because one Mishugan and Matranisa did that, so the Guns Galicia. Not only that, even here.
But in South Africa, there's certain places wheat vinegar, there's a grain alcohol, whatever. But a lot of times, it used to be cheap. They used to wash grain in it. They used to give it a good, so you had to be careful where you got your grain from.
Oh my God, that's real common.
Matzah and potato.
I get tired. What he says is like this. If a person gives a get to a woman and he stipulates that the get should be chal after 6 months later, a year later, or he asked about gets later. But this is the get. So in other words, in a certain sense, it sounds like a tnai. Why? What about tnai? You say in. When the tnai comes through, that's when the get is chal. Not before. Here too, he stipulates it should chal be chal a year later. So when the year comes around, kishayagia, hazman shekova, that's the tnai. The ain't a tnai side, but it doesn't have the halochas with tnai. Sham garish al tnai had a girish. He already gave the Gerish and the Gerish Achal. He gave him a Siris Aged. And this is the Ged if you do Im Tasaka Kafaka. You see? So, which means, already, Vizay Adain Lo Gerish Achagia Oisiz Man. He gives it the Ged. But now he gives it a get and stipulates that now, which means when that now will be mekuyim, that's when the get will be chal. That's true. If he says im, not almanos. If he says im, it means very good. But nevertheless, the get is a get when he gives it, mesiris, ser get. The only thing he adds on at now, which postpones the chalais get until that now will come through. Masha'enkim, when he gives her the get and stipulates as man, the get is no get at all until the Zman comes about. Theoretically. Why is it so important to know the difference between Tanai and Zman?
What you can do. You don't do Tanai.
Does this have anything to do with
the difference? It just doesn't make any difference that it happens to Mela.
And Achanam is all the same thing. So here gives it the answer. The Picho. When he stipulates that as condition, we have various conditions to make the condition. Has to be careful, all right? When he said Azman, he doesn't have to say it If so, so. If not so, not so. When the time comes, that's when you'll be the boss. The Lely Shah Mishtabatnam, Hen Kodim Le Lav, and Nai Kodim Le Maise, all these particulars don't apply when he says to Azman. That's all. Ketzad, here he stipulates it clearly. Why Malish Dar is a Gitech? The Lloyd is Garshi Boy Elalacha Shloshim Yoin. Is any Magaresh Elalacha Shloshim Yoin? The Mesa Bala, Yoga Daget, and Nisra Betech Lamed Yoin, any Magaresh. Because one of them get Chal 30 days later. At that time there's no Get, there's no Bala.
So he can be Mavatl the Get now also.
Mavatl can be Mavatl back die also.
Yeah, but it's not
in.
He can be mevatel.
It's an im.
Sure. Not this guy. Definitely.
Why can he be mevatel? Why can he mevatel? Because it's not halos.
Because the halos is in 30 days later. As long as it's not cold, he can be mevatel and get. Of course. Almenos, he cannot. He cannot be moisevel die. Cannot perishevel die. Nothing. But if he says im, he could.
He
could. Yeah, he could. Agav, you once asked that shayla. And he will have the answer. Why is it that at times...
He doesn't say him. He doesn't use the word.
He means that him. Because Al-Manasseh, they get the Chal immediately.
But it's not a Tanai at all, I want to say.
Exactly.
So why do you have to say it's him? It's not a Tanai. How can I evacuate it?
Because it's not Chal.
He has to make a bit of a get here.
He could be Mavatl the Get.
He can Mavatl the Get. But can he Mavatl the other thing? No, he didn't. He wasn't making it tonight. Can I Mavatl it
and
Masira? I can't Mavatl Masira. I can Mavatl the Get.
Can he put a Tanai on it?
He could have before 30 days.
He could put it tonight after.
As long as it's not Chal. As long as it's not Chal, he could change. But that, by the way, goes by my im also. Because right. The halos is afterwards.
But the bottom line, what does he have to say if we get this off the stack?
He decided
he doesn't want it to give it. So what does he do? What does he have to say?
He just say he's my bottom and get it, and my mailer is get it, and not about the halos. The only difference
was. We allow this. This we would allow. This we would allow, Rebbe, right?
Yeah, this of course, this is aloha.
This we have no problem with.
No problem at all. Well, not while he gave it a get, because if he lives with her meanwhile, that cancels the get and leaves it. That's get Yoshin. That's a get Yoshin. Yeah, so therefore it's not allowed to have Yichud, because he didn't have the Yichud. If he wants to, he makes it now. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't. If he wants to, he makes it now. All right. Holcha v'hinichata b'tzidei reshus rabin. So what's the idea? The idea is that if the chalos get is in 30 days later, so when the chalos takes place, the get must be in her reshus. Not necessarily in her reshus. As long as it's not in the reshus rabin. Let's say if it's in tzidei reshus rabin, it would be all right.
Is it second after 30 days? It has to be intact because if it's torn, there's nothing to have it out.
And it also has to be in her shoes. As I said, not necessarily in her shoes, but as long as it's not in the shoes or other. And Siddha Vishwasaram is all right.
How do we spin?
Huh?
Why is
Siddha Vishwasaram, for example, in Bar Metzia, you have a lot of alochas like that. You have aloche in Daladamas, let's say Metzia. Daladamas Shalom and Koinus Roy. Where? In Siddha Vishwasaram. Not in the middle of the
Shusram.
Let's say you have buildings, you know, on both sides of the street, and way to, next to the wall, you have, let's say, where people walk.
A sidewalk.
People walk. But after the sidewalk, you have a little space between the sidewalk and the wall. That's what we call Siddha Rishisa. No one walks there, they walk on the sidewalk.
What we call a sidewalk is not the Rishisa Rabbana.
Sure, there's
people who walk
there. It is the Rishisa Rabbana.
You can't drive a car up there.
But you can walk up there.
A lot of people walk.
Who says, Sashaile, whether the highway where you're only where people don't walk, and only cars go, Sashaile, whether that is Rishisa Rabbana.
The way we have it today, I don't know how it really works exactly, but I own in front of my house. Up until that sidewalk, I have to take care of it. No, you don't. You don't own the sidewalk.
You have to take care of the sidewalk. You have to shovel the snow. You have to make it. You don't own it. You don't own it.
That's right. Definitely not. If the stealing, the loss took place after 30 days, because when the time the chalos aged, it was there. All the hoy aged kayum, the yom shenizgareshes boy, the yich the oise be mokim shener shusharabim, shetzid shusharam enem shusharam. Okay, then she's divorced.
What do you mean she yich? What is she doing?
She put the get there in the Tzidr Shusharam.
But
well, that we say, not in the Shusharam, but Tzidr Shusharam. The halacha is that Tzidr Shusharam is not considered like a Shusharam, but it's also not considered a Shusharam Yochet. Afa Piken, there's such a din that she's Zechen, let's say, Metzia, you're Zechen. There are certain halachos about Metzia that are also sugya about Tzidr Shusharam. Anyway, about get, if you have it there, at the end of the 30 days, when the get has to be chal, then it is as if the get would be in her own rishu.
One thing, by Metzia,
Chazal
gave her
Dalai Lama, that's a Lola Oselan Suya. That's a Lola Oselan Suya. They shouldn't start fighting. But the Chachamim made a takone, if it's within the four Amis of one, not of the other, then it belongs to this place.
You also should have that, right?
But
why is she? What is Miyake? What is she Miyake? What's the Miyake?
She singles out that place. My guess, she stay there. She'll be there in that place. Let's say there's a little roof there, whatever it is, you know. But she felt that Siddur Shusharab, the get will be safe. To some extent.
If the male Chazal gave it to her, she doesn't have to miyaked anything. And if she's standing there or not, can she miyaked a place?
No, she's not in there after 30 days, but at the end of the 30 days, she's not there.
Okay.
Only the get is there.
And she says, this is going to be my place over here.
If you take a place, you leave something there. I don't remember too well the halachas of Hashmishpat, but let's say if you leave, Amniach kam b'shusharam, must have been. Amniach kam b'brach hershvara potter. Because Hamshana, you're not allowed to leave a kam b'shusharam. So if you do, and if someone else happens to, by mistake, kicks over it and brings it, takes it, because he did his shalai b'rishus, therefore the other one is not high. But if it were in the tzidur b'rishus rabbi, where he has a right to leave his cup, then if someone else will break it, he'll be high. Okay.
So he just has a certain bios over there to do to make a kinyan out.
He has certain rights. A yochet has a right to appropriate, to dedicate a certain place and keep something there. Even if, as long as it's not Rishus HaRabim, then when the Chalos HaGet takes place, it's koine for her. It's koine for her.
Maybe like a park bench.
Yeah, well.
Well,
that's when you sit on a bench. But if you leave it on the bench, I don't know. You leave it on the bench and you go away. And if you sit down and you leave it. Huh?
I mean, how far can you go with this? Let's say you want to, you know, someone want to, let's say, go in the street and say,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to use these things. Can someone else go in his relationship, in his place with me after?
Everybody has a right. But
nevertheless,
it's considered. See, it's in between. It's not the Rishus Ram and it's not the Rishus HaYochid. You might say whoever approached it first, to him it belongs.
Is there something like Makam HaVesimen here, that since it's put on the side?
Well, that's Bamitzir, it's Takadar Alokha. If, let's say, you lose something on a highway and the cars go, or a lot of people walk.
Yeah, and you can identify.
And you would step on it, you normally, so that's not a simen. Or by walking, you know, you would kick it away from the place. Then Mokam Lo HaVesimen. But if it's either Rishus HaRam, then Mokam would be a sin.
You
know,
it's because he's
Kona,
isn't it?
Not because he's
Kona.
Yeah, there are facts. But, well, that's it. Baget, that's the halach. See, there are so many aspects to it that...
Can you do that by Metziah also?
By Metziah, primarily, all these halachas. I discussed them with Metzir, the Gaba Metzir.
So if someone would like to say a place for Shafiyah where people lose something, he's Miyak at that place, he could be calling everything else. Officer, let's say a ticket window.
No, he has to be there, man.
Come here, Miyak, and walk away.
Oh,
doesn't claim to the Mokka.
He's not
claiming
the
Mokka.
She's not there.
Nevertheless, it's not
put away. It's put away for her.
It's not to be shifted up.
It's a drop. It doesn't have to be in her Rishus.
Yeah.
What?
That's exactly. As long as
it's
not Kaya,
that's all.
All right. And the Gemara by Metzira the Machleket, whether it's either Rishus Ram Lavka Rishus Ram or not, and this goes according to that opinion that it's Lavka Rishus Ram.
But in this specific case, he put it down for her, and then she showed up 30 days later.
Well, he gave it to her. She took it in her hand. And she put it away there and see the Rishus HaRam.
Do you see that Rishus HaRam we're talking about when he's the Rishus HaRam?
No, that's it. See the Rishus HaRam. See the Rishus HaRam. It's not nobody.
I'm saying, but it's next to his own house.
Not necessarily. It may be next to somebody else's house. As long as it's not where people walk constantly.
Yeah.
It's a place where it's a... As I said, between this sidewalk and the wall.
So it's not considered as lost.
Not considered as lost. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay. The chenim tola gerishin b'maisi is dina kedin megarish achas ma. Ketsa. Kekon shama leisha hara is a gita. The loit is garishi boi. He doesn't say almanos.
Yeah.
If he says almanos,
or
if,
Im is also.
Im is ad. I don't know.
Well, im is if. If. This is saying he is a get. When you give it to me.
When you give me the misandries, that's when the chalos agerish should take place. Then it says like zman. Then it's like zman. Harezim is gereshe, sache shetite. When it's sort of chlifel at night, there's no din of... Veleli shal mishpirit mishpoti at noim. Sharei lo girish al tnai. Elo adayin lo girish zeh, elo tol agerish in basis, kar vakar. V'yachar kach tizgorish. Oma bein migarish al tnai. V'zeh shekov zman le girish, noi telon b'maisi. What is the difference in Aloche? Sham Gorish Altnai, Yesham Gerish, the Einim Goyman Machi is Kai Matnai, the Fichor, Keshe is Kai Matnai, Ms. Garisha, Im Hoya get Kai, Aper Bishane Bershuso, then it's Richa Larza Belitlos. And that's your Shari, who was asked, when do we have to take it back and give it again? And then that's in Mechel, the Tnai, not a match. So he will have that distinction. So what does Mechaba say? Mechaba says, as long as the Tnai is a bad...